Just saying, who'd have thought it of Shula, that's all.
It's not funny, Brian.
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are. She's obviously got herself into a dreadful situation.
Well, takes two to tango, darling. And Richard's just as bad.
Hey, hang on. Napkins, names for the place settings.
Good grief, really?
What?
You've actually gone to the trouble of having all our names printed on little bits of cardboard?
Yes, is there a problem?
No problem.
Well, then.
I mean, it's just that there's only going to be, what, 10 of us? I mean, couldn't you have just told us where to sit?
Look, Brian, do you mind? I'm trying to concentrate.
Pardon me for breathing.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to get this wrong. Not in front of the Borsetshire business community.
I don't know why you're panicking so much. I mean, anyway, I think you'd never held a dinner party.
I'd just rather not be shown up in front of Sir Sidney and Lady Goodman, that's all.
Yeah, well, if you ask me, we should pull back on all of this. This whole Millennium Wood thing is rapidly becoming more trouble than it's worth.
You're only saying that because you can't have the shooting rights. Candles. I mustn't forget about
me.
Candles.
The shooting rights is an idea of Greg's. It didn't really bother me either way.
Oh.
Where are you going your hoof?
Anyway, things wouldn't be quite so frantic if Julia Paget hadn't invited herself at 10:30 last night.
Well, he should have said no.
Well, it's not that easy when it comes to Julia. And it's all right for you sitting there pouring forth wisdom. You're going to be spending most of the day over at Pat and Tony's. Though why you, of all people, should want to attend an organic farm walk is completely beyond me.
It's nice to see how other people do things, that's all. Besides, I'm entitled to a break occasionally. After all, you want me at my absolute best for tonight, don't you? So I can play the bon viveur.
You all set?
Just about. Give it another minute for any latecomers and we'll make a stop.
Can't believe this turnout, can you?
Well, it's extraordinary. Must be at least 60 people.
Oh, 63 so far. I've counted. Definitely a case of dividing into two groups, I think.
Yeah, well, when we start, you take the first lot round clockwise and I'll take the others round anti-clockwise.
All right, fine.
I only hope we've made enough sandwiches for everybody.
Well, I should have thought so. There's a mountain of them on the kitchen table.
Well, I've got extra bread in if we should need to do some more.
Morning.
Oh, hi. Hello, Brian. Didn't expect to see you here. Not a convert to the cause, are we?
Me? No, I just thought I'd take the opportunity to have a morning off, that's all.
I was going to say...
I said to Jenny, I'm sure I'll find the whole thing very educational.
I'm sure you will.
Actually, speaking of education, I saw Tommy at the gate. How's he finding life at this new place?
Well, it's only his second week, but he seems to be enjoying it so far.
Good. Oh, excuse me a second, I've just seen Jeff Williams. I just want a quick word. I won't be a minute.
What? Jeff's here? Must be getting interested in organic
beef. Tony, you know Tommy's still keen on direct marketing for the pork, don't you?
Yeah, he has mentioned it. Says it's why he wanted to give up sixth form college.
Well, I've stalled him for now, but...
Yeah, I think that's a discussion for another time, don't you?
Well, look, I did wonder if we could get Haley over here for dinner tomorrow evening and we could all discuss it together.
Oh, tomorrow evening's out, I'm afraid. Tommy and I will both be at the cricket club meeting in the village hall.
This is just a little bit more important than cricket, Tony.
Oh, well, that's as maybe. But if we're not there to voice our opinion, come Saturday, the Ambridge cricket team may not even exist. No, the discussion on the port can wait until another time.
Oh, well, it was just a thought. In the meantime, we may as well make a start here.
Yeah, good idea.
Right, ladies and gentlemen,
Mom.
If you could sort of divide yourself into...
Listen, I've got something you need to know.
Well, Tommy, it'll have to wait.
Sorry about this, folks.
Eric's gone AWOL again.
What?
Oh, yippee. I've just looked in his pen and he's gone.
Well, then you'd better find him and get him back.
I don't know where he is.
Then you'll have to look hard, won't you? We'll carry on as best we can here.
All right, but I can't promise anything.
This is all we need.
Oh, come on, let's get on with it.
I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. What we'd like to do is to divide you into two groups. My husband, Tony, will lead one group and I'll lead the other.
Charlie! Here, girl, here! Here. Ah, that's it. Good girl. Now we'll have your lead on while we're on the road, I think. Oh, yes. It's breaking my heart too, but you've got to learn. Now heel. There, that's better.
Julia!
Oh, Jack. How nice to see you. How are you?
The pink, thank you. You're looking well.
Well, I've seen a lot more sun of late than you have here, I fancy.
That's true enough. When did you get back?
Yesterday afternoon. I've just been over to see Marjorie.
Ah, yes. I wonder what you were doing with Charlie.
I volunteered to take her for a walk. To be honest, I think Charlie's a bit of a handful, even for someone of Marjorie's fitness. And it was very wrong of Nelson to offload her like that.
Of course. This is the first time you've been back ever since he... Well, he...
Don't shrink from it, Jack. Since Nelson absconded.
Yes, exactly. You'll have to come over sometime and tell us everything you know.
Well, I understand you and I will be dining together this evening as it happens.
Huh?
Perhaps I can enlighten you then. Not that I know very much, of course.
You're going to Jennifer's? I didn't know.
Well, of course. I shall be there representing Lower Loxley. And Nigel's dropping me off before he goes bell ringing.
Oh, I see. Actually, speaking of bells, I have to confess to being torn at the moment.
No? I'm sorry, Jack, I don't follow.
Well, the dinner tonight is to raise money for the Millennium Wood.
Yes, so I understand.
But my charity of choice at the moment is the new church bells.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're putting in just as much effort into fundraising for that.
Oh, that's true. I've just come back for a meeting at Underwood's, as it happens. Mm-hmm. They've agreed to let us stage a fashion parade for senior citizens.
Well, that sounds like a marvellous idea.
Oh. Do you think you'd be interested in taking part?
With my experience on the stage, darling, you have to admit I'd be a natural. Now, if I'm in the country when it happens, you can count me in.
Hello. Excuse me.
Oh, look, it's Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
I wonder what he wants.
You haven't seen a large boar, have you?
What? Apart from me, you mean?
Yeah, funny, Grandad, but not funny enough. I'm talking about Eric. He didn't come this way, did he?
I haven't seen anything. Julia?
No, not me. I may be wrong, but I think I would have noticed a pig wandering along the road.
Sorry, Tommy. Not seen him round here.
Thanks anyway. See ya.
No, I did try rearing a couple of happy veal calves at one point, but it was more of a principal thing, really, not a commercial venture. Well, are there any other questions? No? Great. Well... Ah, the B team, right on cue. Hi, Tony.
Pat.
Okay, everyone. If you'd just like to hang on here for a few seconds.
Did you leave the kitchen door open?
No. Can you just hold the fort here, Tony?
Pat's just going to make sure the sandwiches are all organised. Then we'll be able to have something to eat. Any questions while we're waiting?
Tony!
Excuse me. Won't be a second. Pat! What on earth's the matter? Great. Hello, Eric. And Jet, too.
Yes. Eric and friend fast asleep together. Close the door, Tony. People will see.
Now what are we going to do? There's 63 people out there expecting food.
Oh, we could slaughter and serve this blasted pig.
Look, I've searched everywhere and I can't find... Oh, here he is. Doesn't he look peaceful when he's asleep?
Never mind peaceful.
How did Jet get here?
We don't know and we don't care. The fact is that him and Eric, the wonder pig here, have managed to scoff the sandwiches your mum spent most of last night making.
Presents a problem, doesn't it?
Tommy, if you don't...
Everything all right?
Oh, dear.
But it's not funny, Brian.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're the one who's always telling me organic food tastes better. And looks like this pig's proved it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Tommy, go and get Clary from the dairy. I don't care what she's doing, just get her over here to help me make some more sandwiches. Then when you come back, wake up these two, point Jet in the direction of Brookfield and get Eric back into his pen.
Check. You know we're going to get laughed at, don't you? That crowd's about to see us turf a pig out of our kitchen.
No, we're not, because you, Tony, are going to show them a little bit more of the farm.
Haven't we seen everything already?
Well, yeah, there's not a lot left to look at.
I don't care. I don't care if you have to show them grassland or a slurry lagoon. Just get them out of the yard while we move the pig, OK?
Pat, I could really do with a hand. I mean, there's 60-odd people out there. Tommy?
Not me. I've got Clary and the pig to see to.
Brian?
Well, you want me to show people around an organic farm?
It's an emergency.
Well, I knew today to be different, but I suppose...
Yeah, well, come on, then.
Oh, coming, coming.
Right,
One more thing, Tommy. Once this is all sorted, I want you to get on the phone to Neil and get the trailer round here.
I take it you'd like Eric to go home.
I want this pig out of my yard and out of my life, and I want it done by tonight.
Message received and understood. See ya.
Here, let me give you a top-up, Jack.
Oh, thanks, Brian. So, what happened?
Well, it was bizarre. I mean, there was me, of all people, saying things like, and of course, the great thing about these carrots is that they're grown completely without the aid of pesticides. Can you imagine it?
I'll have to admit it's quite hard.
You should have seen Jeff Williams. I thought he was going to have a seizure from trying not to laugh. And of course, what I didn't mention was the fact that those carrots will cost twice as much by the time they get in the shops.
Right. Anyway, Pat and Tony got the pig back all right in the end, did they?
Well, he was in his pen by the time we finally got to eat the hastily made sandwiches.
Yes,
I suppose they must have.
A little difficulty with the Tucker boy, my dear.
Well, it's all sorted out now, thank goodness.
Good evening, Brian.
Julia, how are you? Oh, you look wonderful.
Ever the flatterer, Brian, and hello again, Jack.
Hello, Julia.
So I believe Brian was telling you
all... Oh, I was just saying to Jennifer, Brian, you really shouldn't give any more thought to that awful business with Kate and your grandchild. I mean, nobody gives a stuff about illegitimacy these days. Oh, what's his name, by the way?
Well, actually, she hasn't got one yet.
Really?
Kate's still deciding, apparently. Isn't that right, Brian?
Oh, Lord, don't ask me.
What, no first name or last name? I'm terribly bohemian. Well, all I can say is that at least you've got a grandchild. I'm having to wait for mine.
Oh, dear.
Not for long, though, not for long.
Oh, are Elizabeth and Nigel planning on having children then?
Oh, they will be.
Jack, why don't you take Julia to see the Goodmans? Mum's showing them the new dining room.
Certainly. Julia, shall we?
Yes, of course. And you must remember to tell Sydney all about your appeal for the church bells, Jack.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Here. Darling, you're doing marvellously.
Oh, if she mentions my nameless grandchild one more time, I...
Your smile and brush it away as if she were talking about the weather. No, you will. Jenny, you were born to host occasions like this. You always do them brilliantly.
That's very flattering of you, darling. But I'm seriously wondering why on earth I agreed to letting Julia Pardew to come at all.
Because she's impossible to say no to. You said so yourself. Besides, you know as well as I do, the Goodmans adore her.
This had better be worth it, that's all I can say.
You think you won't be able to get Sir Sydney to stump up the Reddies?
Well, I...
Don't give it another thought, Jenny, honestly.
You really think this evening is going to be a success, then?
Oh, I'd stake my reputation on it.